Hello, you guys, and welcome back. I know it's been a month since I have come back on air and bitching with you guys, but I have good reason because now I have a permanent co-host in Liz Layton. Everybody, meet Liz Layton.
Hello.
She's the best. She's beautiful, gorgeous, from Salt Lake City, Utah, but living in beautiful Westside, California. Liz Layton, I'm so happy that you're here. We are co-workers, frenzies, and all of the things. And I just love the fact that you still love Bravo because I can actually talk to somebody at work about Bravo. Because like, I literally can't talk about it to anybody else other than maybe you. There's Brittany and then Paul, but Paul doesn't work there. So like, I legit can't talk to anybody about this really. So like, I get to sit and bitch and complain and talk to you about Bravo. Welcome, Liz Layton. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I'm good. If you hear some little yapping Pomeranians, I'm trying to keep them at bay in the background.
Liz has they're so adorable though. I love them though. They're so cute. They also are the, and we're going to get to being a dog mom, a dog dad, a dog murderer, all that, all the things at the very, very end of our VPR recap, guys. But let's get into it because there's not really a lot of headlines going on right now to bitch about that are really of interest, to be honest with you. But let's get to VPR. Actually, before we get to VPR, I know that some of you guys do not follow us on social media, which is totally fine. But if you didn't follow us, you didn't see our story, you didn't see like anything that was going on, that Liz and I both went before this. We went to Jax's finally in Studio City. I love that you live like 2 seconds away from it, kind of, but I live really far away from it. So like, that was a trek like to get there. Thank God for your man. So it was like,
I know. I know, it was a trek. Especially in LA traffic. It was crazy, even from my place. It took us 45 minutes from my place, then it probably took you 45 minutes to get there, to get to my place.
Yeah, so, well, because, like, Clark, my boyfriend, drove me to your place, and it was, like, 45 minutes, but it was 45 minutes the back way. And your way was 45 minutes the back way, too, to get to Studio City. So, like, we both tried to take – we basically, guys, when you're in LA, try your hardest to never take the freeway. It is like death. It's the worst thing that you can possibly do. It's terrible. It's horrible. It sucks. Don't do it. But yes, we went to Jax's for the premiere of The Valley. And I know we didn't cover the premiere, but man, The Valley is giving. It was so good. What were your thoughts on, even though we didn't have a seat, and I tried, guys, I swear to God, I tried. I tried to like email them constantly and be like, hey, I need a table, blah, blah, blah. I got no response back. So hopefully they read this and I can get a table the next time I go there. So I don't have to like, and I just feel bad for you more than me, like standing up all the time. But then again, you're a dancer, so maybe I shouldn't be complaining.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was fine. I actually was really impressed with, so they have an indoor-outdoor concept that I think is super fun and perfect for the location that they're at. There was good vibes. Everyone was really friendly. It seemed like,
dude, the staff's really nice.
Yeah, everyone was super nice. Jax was really hands-on, which was cool. He was bussing tables and bringing food out to customers himself, which I thought was unique to see someone like a business owner that hands-on involved.
Yeah,
but I had a great time. But we had one complaint.
Oh, do we want to, but I feel bad blowing up their spot about this though, but we can totally bitch about it. It's fine. That's why it's called the Real Bitch of Bravo. You go ahead. Cause I have the same complaint.
Yeah. So we're excited to try the beer cheese. We skimmed the menu before we went. And I'm going to rate that a 5 out of 10. It was cold.
Yeah. So the beer cheese, basically like 9 times out of 10, every beer cheese I've ever gotten has always been served hot. Right. So it's always been, I did, however, love the fact that it came with celery, like that it came with sticks on the side.
A little pretzel and then celery.
Yeah. So I love the fact that it came with that, but like, I hated the fact that it was like butt ass freezing.
It was cold.
And I think like, It made it like me not to want to eat it. So like, but I feel like the pretzel warmed it up a little bit.
I was trying to
I'm
look
trying
for
to be generous right now. I'm trying to be nice about it because like everything else about the place was awesome. That's
it was awesome. It was cool vibe. It was decorated cute. The bathroom's kind of small, but that's whatever, just for the space. But they had great TVs and sound for the viewing, which is essential. I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah, no.
And we saw some cast members there.
Yes, we saw majority of the cast. We saw Sheena. We were there. Actually, unfortunately, we were there the night that Jeremy Maddox was there, but we left before he got there. So, and before the Toms got there, there was a whole controversy and drama there, but I just, whatever, it is what it is. He explained it in an article, why he doesn't talk to his sister anymore. But yeah, but majority of the cast and the crew were there, which was great. They were very nice. They were willing to take pictures and all that stuff. Some were having a really, really, really good time. So let them have their moment.
Yeah, everyone was super gracious.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like I enjoyed being there. I didn't want to leave even when we left. I was like, okay, I know I'm 5 months pregnant and tired, but it was, I could have hung out there all night. Like, it was the place I would go back, honestly. And I would definitely go back for another viewing.
So I know that because we talked about this, I was like, dude, like the next time, like it, maybe for like next season, I'll like come back and we can like make it a thing or something like that. And like we could actually like enjoy ourselves and you can actually have a drink as opposed to like being butt ass sober like, when you were there the last time. Okay, let's get into you guys VPR because we don't have a lot of time. We're trying to make these really condensed episodes for you. So let's get right into it. Very first scene, Ann interviews to be Ariana's assistant.
I love Anne. I do.
And we love
she's
you.
She's adorable.
She's so sweet. I love the fact that she like, I feel like bad because like, I know that she was interviewing kind of, it's kind of a weird position, right? Where she's like, I'm interviewing to be Ariana's assistant, but at the same time, I'm not interviewing to be Ariana's assistant. Like it was kind of like both. She was doing a little bit of both. Right. On top of it though, like, dude, you can't blame her. If this was any other job, it shouldn't matter that she wants to be, like, get another job someplace else. Like, who cares who it's for? Like, let her, like, this is free enterprise at its finest. This is America being America. Like, let her get another job. Like, did you care about that? He was basically like, she's stealing all my friends, blah, blah, blah. Like, after he, like, overhears the conversation. And, like, it's like, why is she gonna steal my assistant, too? It's like, well, maybe if you treated your assistant better, bro, and didn't leave your ugly, nasty drawers out, then she probably wouldn't have wanted to leave you.
I know. I mean, bold of Anne to like toy with the idea of jumping ship. I was like, okay, that's very bold. And I think that maybe don't have the conversation with her in the house.
I thought that
Tom
same thing.
Upstairs. That was a rookie mistake. Like, let's not have it there.
Yeah.
But I don't blame her. Plus, I think that's different working for. Like, and I just know this from personal experience, and I've had wonderful bosses, both male and female, but it's different to work for a female. And sometimes it's refreshing to work for kind of this high powered, she's in the spotlight right now. She's a hot topic for everything that she puts her hands on right now. Working in that capacity, I could see why she would find that appealing.
No, I absolutely agree with her. And also like, Anne is also, she's already come out and everything. I'm hoping I'm not blowing up her spot, but like, cause it's not my journey to tell, but she is a lesbian and she does want to work for somebody that can kind of relate to her on that level, I think. So I think that like that would, and that totally makes sense. You want to work around people that are like-minded like you, right? Like that have the same, you know, kind of mindset as you have, right? So I get it. And I don't think that Ariana was and first of all, I'll give Ariana this, like, I'm not really on her train right now, but like, I'll give her this. She was not poaching her. She's like, okay, well, I'll give it a chance. And in another,
I agree,
you know, in another scenario, like an outside, like maybe if more time has passed, then I will gladly have you because like, she's seen what she can do and she's seen that she can do the administrative side and that she's never going to treat her like her maid. So I think that like, it would have been great for her to poach her, but she wasn't about that life, especially living in the circumstances that she's living in. And for him to say that that she's poaching when you didn't even listen, you only listened to part of the conversation. You weren't listening to the whole entire thing. And if your assistant is dabbling in the fact that she's thinking about going someplace else, maybe it's a you problem.
It's on you. It's on you, 1,000%.
Maybe it's your work environment or whatever that you're dealing with. So, like, again, I don't think the world blames Anne for taking this interview. Like, I don't think that she, like, I think she's very well founded in like wanting to do what she's doing and talk to Ariana and possibly like get out of her situation. Just like Ariana finally got out of her situation and got her home, you know? And again, change of drawers, man. Like that was like the gnarliest thing. I was like, ew, like who leaves their drawers on? Go commando if that's the case. Like, ew, that's ugh, so
I mean,
gross.
are we believing that, or is that exaggerated? Because
All right, guys, sorry about that. We were cut off because modern technology is obviously not my friend. I've like told this, if you've listened to me for a while or watched me for a while, you know this already. So I apologize ahead of time. Anyways, let's get back into it. On with Anne. We feel for you, baby. She's still trying to get work, by the way. I'm like, if I can afford a personal assistant, I'd hire her in a second, like in a heartbeat. I hope she's getting a job out there. Anyways, let's move on to Schwartz goes and visits Sheena and Brock. They talk about Katie and Max and them hooking up. But at the same time, Ariana goes to visit Katie and lets her know about the Sandoval and situation. Let's first talk about the Schwartz visit, and then we'll cut to the Ariana and Katie visit. What were your thoughts about what are your thoughts first and foremost about like him finding out about Katie and Max? Is this a double standard? Are you like, what the hell, bro? Or are you like, dude, you fucked her over more, blah, blah, blah.
If the roles were reversed, it would be nuclear. And I think that he is taking the heat actually kind of well for this one. And he's kind of giving it to her. Like, okay, he's almost giving her the pass. Like, their conversation that ends up happening later in the episode. He was very calm and like respectful. And he's like, basically, what the hell? But okay, like we can move past it. Just wish he would have been honest with me, basically. So I kind of commend him for how he's handling it. I think, like I said, if it were roles reversed, it would be chaotic.
I mean, I could not agree more. And social media is like going off on Schwartz right now, which is ridiculous to me because I'm like, dude, first of all, I maybe my like threshold for cheating is not as gnarly as Katie's. Now, don't be wrong, it's wrong what he did during their relationship. He shouldn't have quote unquote cheated. But for me, the second you insert yourself to somebody else physically, you're like, absolutely not. Now, if you're making out, and it's a drunken makeout session. I can forgive that.
Is your boyfriend still in the
I can. No, he's not. But he knows. Like, I think we're on the same page as this. But like, obviously, I'm like, I don't want him to do it. But like, if he does do that, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, I'm not gonna go nuclear like Katie would. You know what I mean? I'd be like, you know what? It was just a kiss. You know, did you fuck her? No. Great. Like, just. I think an emotional affair and a physical, a true physical affair is a lot worse than I got drunk one night and made out with her. Or like I got drunk one night and tried to make out with Sheena. Like I can forgive that. I can let it go. I think the
But
lying.
also, isn't there like a what's the word I'm looking for? Help me, like a scope of like, 'cause what, he made out with her 10 years ago,
Yeah, like over a
and trying
decade
to
ago.
compare to her
Hooking up
fucking
with
his best friend the
literally having
weekend
sex.
before.
Yeah, it's two separate
Two
scenarios.
different things.
Yeah, it's two separate scenarios. And like one should not be judged, one cannot be judged the same as the other, I think.
I
I think
agree.
they're two separate occasions, right? Like again, if you're having sex with somebody, it's so different than if you're making out with somebody. But certain people define cheating. There's like a great Sex in the City episode where it's like, how do you define cheating? Like some people define it as like, you made out with somebody, you're a cheat. Me, I'm a little bit more lenient on the cheating, definition. Like, you had an emotional affair, like fuck that. Like we good. Like you go and have that affair, you go and enjoy your life with her, or like that connection you have with her. Or if you have, a real physical affair where your two are connecting as one, like we're good. Like I can das Madonna. But if you're making out with her because you're wasted one day, I can forgive it. Like move on, let it go. Let's be adults, right? I will agree with her on this one though. The lying, that's a no-no. Like, what's the point? Like, all you had to do was tell me. I probably would have forgiven you. I would have let it go. I would have been pissed, but I would have let it go. But the lying is like the bad part, is the really the deception, the like, that's the part I think that like most couples are like pissed about, right?
Yeah, because you're trying to shirk accountability, avoid your personal responsibility, and keep it a secret.
When there was no need to keep it a secret, all like it sounded like she would have
Just
forgave
come
him.
clean. Yeah, just come clean.
So, but yeah, I think we can both agree that just one is not the same. Like, neither of these instances are the same. Like, you cannot compare, they're on the same level. I'm surprised that people are cutting Katie and Ariana this much slack, because I think a lot of people, Ariana even said this in the beginning of the before the season even aired, like, a lot of people are going to be on his side. They're going to sympathize with him due to the footage that is going to be shown this year. And I don't feel bad for Sandoval, but I definitely am not on her side as much as I was, when this whole thing started. Speaking of that, let's move on to the next scene where Ariana comes to visit Katie and lets her know that Sandoval went in on Anne and basically like l let her go. He didn't let her go, but he says that he suspended her for a little while. It was like, let's take some time apart. But it's like, overall, you're gonna let her go. And like, this doesn't make any sense for me to let her go, because like the whole entire group is like, well, then who's gonna moderate you two? Because Ariana definitely isn't going to talk to him, and he's gonna try to talk to her, and she's gonna be like, go away, go away, go away. Like, she's gonna tell him to fuck off. She's gonna be like, I'm not talking to you, et cetera. So what were your thoughts on this scene between Ariana and Katie?
Really have much to say about this scene. My thoughts chime in more when we talk about the beach scene, because I want to bring up some of the things regarding Anne's suspension that occurred during that scene.
Well, let's skip that. Let's just go to that, because like I think a lot of us have a lot of thoughts. We'll go
That's
back to
the
the
meat
other
of it.
one. Yeah, all of this gets brought up, right? Like, a lot of this gets brought up about, I mean, there's the water tasting, but to be honest with you, like Jack said in social media, it's a fucking water tasting. I'm good.
I found it interesting.
So
I
I
was
like
like, my
this.
ears perked up. I'm like, okay, I'm sober right now, pregnant AF. And I learned something from that water
Would
sommelier.
you drink that? Like, what, how much was that water? Was it like, yeah,
No, I
like
know.
the Dom kind of water that like there's only one in the United States and they're drinking it or something? I'm like, how much are you gonna spend for water? Now, don't get me wrong, I love my Essentia. This is a free plug. Like,
Ah,
oh, you drink
that's
Essentia?
what
Right? But like,
I
I'm
have
putting it in this family, but like, I love my Essentia. Don't get me wrong. By the way, I've been drinking Essentia since before it was cool and popular and people knew what the fuck it was. So I am not a tr
Sandoval. You are day one.
I'm not, yeah, I'm a day oner. Just like I am for Pump, I'm a day oner. And like, I love Essentia water. I love pH water. I actually need my pH balances to even out a little bit. Hurry up, body. But I'm all about the water tasting. That's not the issue I have. I think the issue I have is that now we've gotten to the point we're not doing tequila tastings, we're doing water tastings. It's like,
Hey, if you're sober, you have to get creative. So I props.
I guess, I mean, like the milky, like natural, the milky natural water was
Cool.
weird, right? Because it's like, I think there's natural sodium in there. Because they were like, oh my God, it's so
Yeah, of course. It's the
yeah.
mineral water. And he likens it to jizz. I'm like, ah, you lost
Oh,
me.
ugh. Yeah, when he was like, it's like, come, and I'm watching part of this with Clark, so I'm just like, ew, can you not?
Yeah,
It's so gross. But that being said, so you would drink. So I mean, obviously you're pregnant, so like, there's only so much that you can possibly do, right? Like, you can only have so much caffeine, you can only have so much, you're very limited in what you can eat, drink, et cetera. Like, so I guess,
wrap out here.
yeah. Hey, you only got 4 more months to go. You're in the home stretch, Liz. You're in the home stretch. I applaud you too, because like, we've tried to do this for like literally 2 weeks, and I'm just like, let the pregnant woman be pregnant. Like, I couldn't even imagine. If I was in your shoes, I probably wouldn't. I don't even know if I'd do this, guys. I might take 9 months.
It is a stretch, like to do my laundry, to make my bed, to do the dishes. I feel proud if I walk to get my mail, like I'm good.
Yeah.
But this is good. It's a good distraction.
And you went on a hike like a little while ago.
Oh no, I went on a hike with three other pregnant women. Well, two other pregnant women who are due in May and one who has a 5-month-old baby. And when we say hike, we made it maybe 75 yards. And then we turned around and came back.
That's
But we
your
got in the car. We drove to
yes.
the destination. We had our Starbucks. We intent was there.
So here's my thing though, is that you made the effort to actually get into the car and get to the hill
Exactly.
and then go 75 yards and then come back. That's still a lot. That's a lot for you.
Thank
So I still, again, I bought, and you're still working. Like you're still bartending. So like for me, I'm like, I don't know if I like I might not even make it 5 months to like bartend, dude. I might be like, honey, make money so I can just lie here for 4 more months and like
a perfect world,
yeah.
yes.
Anyways. So they do the water event. Katie and Schwartz kind of talk about the hookup, whatever. We can go on from that because they kind of come to a peace, whatever. But they don't really. I want to.
Wait,
Let's.
but we can't blow past the fight. Yeah.
No. So let's get to the fight because that's really what happens. She calls him a dog murderer. They go off. Go, he goes off on. He inserts himself in the conversation the second that they start talking about Anne, and like it's like on and off as well, right? When like he's going in, he's trying too hard, which he is. Let's get real. He's like trying to get back into everybody's good graces because he's finally on the outs as opposed to on the inside. And for me, this is karma for him because I'm like, dude, you were so judgy McJudgerson in the past 10 years. That you finally like did something really wrong. And he's been cheating on her from jump, by the way. He's been cheating on her for the whole entire time that they've been together. But this is just the one time where like she didn't turn a blind eye and was like, fuck you, I'm done. And so now, like, what was your reaction to the fight? What was your reaction to the Anne thing conversation? To her reaction? Because everybody's like, look, she has to have a reaction. It's only been, and here's the other thing too. It's only been a few months. So she's still, this is still fresh. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Okay, thoughts are, if you were to dissect and isolate this conversation, well, argument between the two of them and look at it alone, you would think that she's completely overreacting. But when you take into consideration that any time she is in his presence, she's going to feel triggered, and that's 1,000% warranted, you have to provide that context when you're looking at it, because yeah, she was overwhelming in that scene, and like a lot of what she said, I would have eye rolled out so hard had I not been like, well, she's just triggered just seeing him. Just being within a couple of feet of him is going to bring her to a level 10 trigger. So I think there was projection of a lot more going on than just what happened to the dog, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that this is just about the dog. I mean, I think
No.
like if we take into context like everything around, and you're right, like it doesn't matter. He could say you are the most beautiful person on the planet, and it's gonna trigger her. So like
Well,
it.
and also, like, we have to sympathize with her. The fact that she's being made to be in situations where she has to be the person who caused one of the most serious traumas in her life. Like, she has to film with this person who has hurt her so deeply, and she only has so much say in that, right? It's like, I sympathize with her because I would not want to see and be in the same, like, face to face with that person.
Because think about it this way too, in real, and I'm not saying this isn't their real life, but like this is still a job for them, right? This is how they make their income. This is really like, yes, she's gotten all these roles and like opportunities and stuff like that, but this is her real job. Without this, she would have never gotten everything else,
It's her
right?
bread and butter, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the bread and butter. This is like, and this is for all of them, by the way. Lala actually came out with a on her, it was either on her podcast or an interview or something, but she came out with something that basically said, I'm interviewing, like, or I actually had to talk to production once Randall and I broke up that we might be filming, we could possibly be filming with each other if he was on the cast. I had to take that into consideration and I had to do my job and film with him. And she had to take a step back and be like, are there certain allowances that you'll give me where like I don't have to be in his presence? And they were like, there's certain things that we can help you do, but other than that, like there's certain things that we just can't not do for you. And that's the situation that Ariana is going through right now, right? Like there's certain things that you have to film around him. You have to film at the reunion with him, honey. Like it sucks, but it is what it is. You have to film the last scene, like the last big, huge party that we see that I think they're in San Francisco with one another, that they all go to this one event. That's the one thing that they all had to film with one another, even though they're like on polar opposite sides. He does try to like converse with her. They had to film with each other then. This event, right? Like the water event, like they had to film with
Yeah.
each other. Like we're not seeing a lot of them film with one another. And in a perfect world, in real life, they would never, none of the two
She would
should.
never have the same again.
Yeah, you would never see him again. You would actually, with the exception of like this odd situation that you're living with him still, but you have no interaction. So like in a normal setting, we would never see something like this happen. But this isn't a normal group of people. This isn't a normal job for people. So do you sympathize? So it seems like you sympathize more with her than like.
I do, and I, which is interesting now that I'm like speaking back on it, I'm sympathizing more with her. In the moment when I was watching the scene, I, like I said, I had that initial reaction where I was like, okay, tone it back a little bit. This is exaggerated. But then I thought about it more and I was like, dude, fuck that. If I ever even had to come in contact with like some of my exes who have hurt me on that level, I would fly off the handle too anytime. So sucks that she has to even see him, period. I will say that him removing himself and just leaving the situation, like, yeah, to speak calmly and responsibly and just removed himself, I thought that was like props to him for doing that. Rather, I mean, I guess that was after they kind of blew up at each other, so he did have his spitfire moment back. But at least it didn't escalate from there, and he was able to just leave.
Yeah, because I can actually see her, like, because if you watched in seasons before when she's like talking to James and like going at him, when you see her like talking to Lala during James's this is like 2 seasons ago, I want to say, when James and Rachel were still together and they had their engagement party at this castle or whatever. Granted, Lala was sober and Ariana was wasted, but there was controversy and there was drama and there was her like speaking up and being like, "I was fine, cool." I was like, it annoyed the crap out of me, like the way that she spoke. But that's just the kind of person she is. Like she's going to be like that's how she's going to react when you activate her like that. So
Oh,
that's
she's very reactive.
yeah,
And
very
she was not backing down. And
no.
it would have just continued to escalate. She would have just continued to stand firm in her war path. And
And she said
you
it
could see
before.
how uncomfortable it made everyone else. And you could see that everyone was like, all right, like, you
Let's
fucking
wrap
shouldn't
it
have
up
left your
here.
the food by, yeah, I shouldn't have left the food by your bedside or whatever. And his claim that he was trying to get in to work on the air conditioning that needed repair. Or needed to do, I mean, who knows what the true story is there? Because that was my ultimate first question was why was he going into her room?
To a room, yeah. First of all, he shouldn't have gone to a room, period. Like, y'all don't even talk to each
I
other.
agree.
You've gone into a room that makes zero sense. You could have just texted Anne to text her and be like, hey, we need, like, why don't you just let her know that we're trying to fix the AC right now? And then be like, hey, we want to go into your room because of the AC, but I don't think it's appropriate. Do you mind? Blah, blah, blah. All you
I
have to do is
agree.
text her. And like, she would have just told you, please don't go into my room. Like, that's, and she's
Or
right.
she would have had Anne go in and do what she
Yeah.
needed to do, and she could have taken care of it responsibly.
Yeah. Like, they're like, that
But
story.
he's not a dog murderer. That was a dog murder attempt. Can we just make that clear? That
Wait,
was
you say it
not a. No,
wasn't?
I
No.
don't think that
Yeah.
was
No,
an attempted
I agree. But and by the way, though, even though like I've heard this from Kristen Doty on her podcast, who the fuck has 500 laxatives just lying around? Like,
dog murder. Tom Sandoval.
I guess, man. Kristen did say that like being thin and being like a certain kind of way is like he's very, very vain. Like he's
He's like 4% body fat.
yeah. He's exceptionally vain. So I'm like, I get it that he would have that because he wants to be skinny, but I'm like, honey, there are natural ways to be thin. Like, you don't have to take those laxatives. Like, go to the sauna.
I came from the
Like,
dance world. I've seen it all. I
oh
didn't
my
even
God.
blink an eye at that. I'm like, oh, it doesn't surprise me.
Well, like, yeah, like some of my friends are also like obviously dancers, and then others are gymnasts. And like for them to like keep the weight off, I'm like, first of all, you have no weight to keep off. You guys are all muscle. So that's gonna weigh
Gnarly.
fat, by the way, for those that don't know that. Like muscle weighs more than fat. So like if you are an extremely muscular person and you're trying to lose those 2 pounds or whatever, you want to get down 5 more pounds, it's got to be very hard because you're going to have to lose muscle. And that's just going to make you weaker. And why lose muscle? Like I think standards of beauty need to change. Just because you're not like paper thin doesn't mean that you're not beautiful. I don't know. I think standards.
Well, I know, and it's kind of a tangent, but it's a tangent worth it. It's a tangent worth discussing, especially with Tom, because he's such an extremist in everything, and that goes to his like fitness and physique as well. You see it, like, I mean, the guy must work out like a madman, honestly, because he's in incredible shape, and you don't just get without being over the top.
And I think that that's the, I think that's when you have a, what is that called? When you have a addictive personality, it's gonna be that way. Whether it's like you're trying to be healthy or you're trying, or you're like trying to be the latter, like you're going to be, if you have an addictive personality, it's just gonna turn that way.
Translate to every aspect of your life, yeah.
Okay, I know we didn't cover the beach, guys, but we will next episode because they're still at the beach when we cut this episode, when this episode gets cut off. Let's go to the valley because it's fucking giving, man. It's so good.
Yeah.
Jerry, Brittany, and Jax open the scene. They head to the farmers market. They talk about boys and girls night. Brittany brings up the Janet Republican racist comment made allegedly by Zach. Zach does cop up to the fact that he said Republican. He doesn't, however, cop up to the fact that he said that she was a racist. So go ahead.
Okay, but and also I want to be clear that especially with the cast members of the Valley, I have very little background and context because I have not been a day one Vanderpump fan. So this is my introduction to many of these characters. So like all the deep Kristen history, I don't know any of
Yeah,
that.
the
Okay, so
crazy
I'm
Kristen
fresh
shit.
eyes looking at it.
I love it though. Like, you're the one that needs to talk about this because I have like kind of a Kristen bias, even with the racist shit that she went through. But go on.
It's hard though because I kind of want to give like my most of my 2 cents at the for the end dinner scene, but speaking strictly just to that beginning scene, I think okay, Brittany almost she like verbatim quoted Kristen. I was kind of impressed by that. Like when they did, they showed like the two, but I don't know if that was a voiceover, if she just has a really good memory, but I thought that was funny.
It's probably a voiceover. Probably a voiceover for sure. I don't think that they all like, I mean, unless they're like butt ass sober during the event, which a lot of them, like, you know, obviously Janet is because she's pregnant at the time. And so I think like there are some of them that are like, this is what you said verbatim. And this is what you said. Like, when you're like, shots deep, like, you're not remembering that. Like, please. But a lot of them, like, majority of the women do try to be lucid or like they try to be coherent. Like, they're trying to remember everything because, like, here's the thing, camera don't lie, bitches. Camera does not lie. And like, those editors are shady as fuck and they will do that backtrack on you. They will be like, oh, remember when you said this? Oh, remember when you said this? And they'll always have it on there for you in the recap.
So, what is Jack's relationship to the cast? Give me background on him.
He's technically the number one guy in the group. He got everybody together to be on television. That's what he
So,
said.
not Jack's. It's Jack, right? Who's the other guy? Who's the, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm gonna sign and edit this out so that this isn't in here, please.
Oh no. I can answer this. This is fine. Okay, so are you thinking about maybe Jesse?
Who's the one that said that Kristen is claiming said?
Zach.
Zach, that's where I'm getting confused. Okay, so what is Zach's relationship? Because I know who Jax is.
Zach is originally Brittany's childhood friend from Kentucky.
Okay.
He moved here like years ago, and his relationship is with Jasmine, the black character, black
Yeah.
girl, and then and I think it's and he's also friends with either Janet or Michelle. I want to say Janet.
Okay.
And they're all friends. Because they used to live in the same apartment complex together, or
Okay.
roommates or apartment complex or whatever together. Everybody is friends with either Jax, Kristen, or Sheena. And Sheena, those three introduced everybody else together, with the exception
Okay.
of Jax, Brittany, and Kristen, obviously. So everybody is related basically because of Jax, Brittany, or Kristen. They're the ones that like brought everybody together in this group, and all of them happen to live in the valley, with the
I'm
exception.
thinking right now, staring off at you like the meme of the all the like calculations. I'm going there in my mind right
Oh
now.
my God, that is
But
so
okay, that
funny.
helps for context. Okay, so continue.
So we obviously we get Brittany bringing that up. I just want to say this from the get-go. I know maybe I'll get shit from this for this, but I'm gonna just tell you guys because I've always been honest. I'm never ever gonna lie. I'm never gonna sit there and be like, I never said that. I'll be like, absolutely, I said that. And maybe I'll get no more followers from this. I am a Black Republican. I've voted Republican since I was 18 years old. That does not, however, mean that I am a racist. So I would just like to point that out, that just because you're a Republican doesn't mean you're
The two
racist.
are not synonymous,
They are
a
not
thousand
synonymous with one
percent.
another. And also, Black people can be racist. I know that's shocking to people. And I know I'm the only one that could possibly say that. I know that unfortunately Liz cannot say that. I think that that's kind of sad. I had my own grandmother basically say, like, I ain't got no half her babies. And this is my Black grandmother, by the way. This is not my, I know, this is not my Asian grandmother who like gave us money and was always there for us and was so insanely generous and sweet. My Black grandmother never wanted us. So she never wanted my mom to marry my dad. So like, Black people can't be racist, you guys. Like, I'm not saying all of them are. I'm just saying that they can be. There are, like, even during segregation, if you want a history lesson, there were Black people that didn't want desegregation. They wanted to keep it Black, like, and just like white people want to keep it white. So I think that it's really unfair when people make those two things synonymous with each other because it's not true. Like, I'm a Republican, I'm not racist. I'm dating a freaking white dude that has red hair. I can't call the name, but like, I cannot emphasize it more. Like, I think that's what really annoyed me with all of this, like, with this storyline. I'm just sitting here going, like, you can't call her racist unless she's actually done something, like, to be racist. Then why, how would you know?
So then my question is, because even at the dinner table later on, when Zach says, I didn't say that, what I said was, and Kristen is called out, and she said, she uses the keyword insinuating that when Zach was talking to her and Jesse at their house, that he was insinuating that that meant racist and or homophobic. Okay, well, there's a big difference between no, he said that, and he insinuated that. So maybe he didn't say it. I don't think he said it.
Yeah, and I feel like, and here's the other thing too. He fessed up to the Republican part. Why wouldn't he fess up to the insinuating the latter? You know what I mean? So, but I will say this in Kristen's defense, they didn't fucking give her the chance to say I'm sorry. They didn't give her the chance to sit there and be like explain herself. They didn't give her the chance. Like, she's getting beat up on, and we see this in the next episode that Jack stands up for her and is like, dude, guys, you're roughing her up, man. You're just going after one person. It's not fair. Like, you gotta pump the brakes, guys. So I think that it's not really fair of this cast to be like, let's gang in on her. Da, da, da. And it's like, two guys, like,
Oh, she was crucified at the dinner.
oh, absolutely. And she took it. She took it. And I feel so bad because like she's taken it before, right? So for like, this is another reason why I think that like time heals all wounds. Kristen spent 2 years, 2 fucking years, 2 seasons, 2 summers being on the shit list for Vanderpump when she, went up against Ariana, or when she went up against Stassi and Katie, and like went up against Sheena and like all these people. She spent 2 years putting her tail between her legs because she fucked Jax. So like the whole entire crew basically was like, you're dead to me, I'm done, because that's when Stassi was at the top of the food chain. She was like, you're dead to me. Everybody like cut off Kristen. She's like horrible, blah, blah, blah. And so everybody cut off Kristen and made her suffer for 2 seasons. And finally, after like comes the third season where she had her redemption tour, she came like begging on her hands and knees and being like, please forgive me. And she ate crow. You can't keep letting this girl eat crow. She's trying. She's going to therapy. She's changing her ways. She's dating Luke, that guy I never thought she would ever date. Like, I never thought that I could see her dating some outdoors dude that actually is like trying to make her better. You know, like she dates, I mean, no offense, but she like all the dudes that I've seen her date in the past look like douchebags, man. Like they look like hipster wannabe douches. And like he's just a dude from Montana, I think. I think, or Wyoming or something. And like he just wants to like live outdoors and live his life. Like I don't understand. By the way, bro, get rid of that shellback hat. You can't rep the South, man, unless you're from the South. Okay. It's really bugging me.
I have opinions about him after the last two episodes. He is not my favorite. But we can come back to that. I think though, if she was under so much fire for whatever happened in the past, which again, I'm new here, then just don't even speak on racism, period. If you're trying to, like, I don't, why did she even have to say that?
So,
Like, I would
one,
want
she,
nothing to do with it.
you're right. She shouldn't have said it in the first place. I think, I mean, obviously, and she's bringing up something that's off camera. When people bring up shit that's off camera, it's like we have no context. You can't, like, the audience, it's gonna be really hard for the audience to sit there and be like, oh, like, we can empathize with you. We can, like, you know, we can compartmentalize and see where you're coming from. And, like, it's gonna be really hard for a lot of the audience to sit there and sympathize with you because, like, it's off camera. We don't know. It's the same thing as, like, Kathy Hilton going to the private club and then we not knowing that she went to a Sprinter van with Lisa Rinna and saying like all these bad things and like how horrible she is because we don't see that. We're not seeing her do all those things and say all those things. We're seeing her do the polar opposite, right? Be like this wonderful, sweet, you know, lady. So it's just, it's hard when you do something that's off camera. Like, I think rule number one is don't lie because shit's gonna come up anyway. And rule number two, never say anything off camera, like never bring something up off camera that happened off camera. It's just not fair to the audience because we just don't know, right? You mentioned Luke and the last two episodes. Let's get into that because I'm really interested in why you don't really, you have like your opinion maybe has changed on him.
I just think he's a hothead. And I think that Jax put him in an uncomfortable, I think what Jax did at the guys' night out was just stupid all around. People told him it was a stupid call from the beginning. So he shouldn't have had to be in that situation. But when I watched the dinner scene and he told, okay, so what's the guy's name that's married to Michelle?
Jesse.
That's Jesse. Okay. So he has to calm down after Jesse kind of called Kristen out. I felt like that was a little bit of an unnecessary insertion.
But I also think that Jesse shouldn't have talked to him the way that he talked to him either. I
Oh
think
yeah, no, the way he responded, but that just lit the fire and then it was like, but Jesse wasn't yelling at her. He was just like, well, what you did was you lied.
But
And
then he
then,
escalated it, but then he, I feel like
but
he
after
escalated,
that,
yeah. But
but
I
I feel
also,
like it was because he said, like, because Luke said, calm down, then he just went off and then everything flew off the handle. I
yeah.
don't know. It's hard because I want to respect Luke for coming to, like, going to bat for his girl and standing up for her. But she freaking started this whole thing anyway. I would have liked to see him just pipe down and let her take some accountability and squash it.
Yeah, but again, like I said, like in the beginning, like she never got the chance to because they kept going in on her. So it's like she's trying to be like, hey, even in the beginning of the dinner, even before the dinner even started, she went up to Michelle and was like, in normal, like this is what normally happens in Housewives, and it doesn't matter, reality TV in general, this is the formula. You go up to that said person and say, hey, can we talk to the side really quick? And that's how you squash it, right? Or that's how it gets worse, either way. Like, so she tried to go off to the side and be like, can we squash this? Like, can we talk and squash it? She's like, it's not the time right now. And then, but then you're saving it for the dinner. Like, that's not the time to do it. The time to do it is to be like, hey, you, me, let's go and get coffee and let's figure it out, right? Just like Brittany and Kristen did when she brought up Girls Night and they had a, sat down and had a conversation. Those two are veterans though. Like they've been in that game, so they know what to do. Michelle, Janet, like all those girls, like they're new. They don't know, they've been on reality. I'm sure that they've been on reality TV, but they've never like starred on reality TV. So they don't know the formula of like, this is what we have to do in order to move the story along.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a shame that she didn't do that, but I get it. I get why she didn't want to do it. She probably was like, let's not even do it at the dinner table. Let's do it someplace else. Like, let's like go out and have coffee in a normal, like in a normal everyday life situation. If you and I had like an argument or whatever, I'm going to sit there and be like, hey, can we talk about this tomorrow? Like, let's go and grab, like, let's go to Martha's and grab lunch. And like, we'll talk about this,
yeah,
figure it out. Or let's be sober tomorrow and like talk on the phone or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, or go on FaceTime and something like that and squash it. Like, that's how normal people would squash an argument. Like a big, huge
blow. But I also think because there were other people involved, when it's such a serious accusation like that,
right,
I think that everyone that was involved felt the need to make clear where they were coming from based on the seriousness of the allegation.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why Zach was like, well, let's get this straight, basically. And I get where he's coming from on that.
Yeah, I mean, and also I guess there's never ever really a good time to bring something like that.
Yeah.
it's never going to be awesome. What do you think about Jesse and Michelle and their, because this is the other couple, by the way, that is, they're separated. They're like actually legit separated in real life. And I also want to shout out that Brittany and Jax's relationship, it ain't for show, you guys. Like, it is not for show. This is the one thing I wanted to really clear up, and I'm sure that you can clear this up too. When we went to Jax's, they didn't talk to each other.
They didn't acknowledge each other for one second that I saw.
Yeah, no, and same. Like, she walked around, she was there, they were in each other's presence, but they definitely avoided each other. And they were like, yeah. He was walking around a lot more, but
neither of them were they wearing rings?
I didn't know.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
You know what? We can actually look. Hold on. Let me see. Let's look
at this. Oh, yeah. Pull up the photos.
Pull up the phone. So we did take a picture with Jax. You took like a few. And by the way, very generous with it. He was very nice about it.
He was sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, he was very sweet. And he took a picture with both of us. Come on. Nope. No ring.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll.
Did you get a photo with Brittany?
No, I didn't. I took pictures. So this is...
There's the bare finger.
It is, right? Because look. Yeah, it's the left. That's the right one.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, no ring. He was not wearing a ring. A lot of people, by the way, though, don't wear their wedding bands. Like, sure. There are some people that are just like, you know what? I'll wear it out when I need to wear it out. Like, there's tons of guys.
Oh, yeah.
This was a whole entire argument, I think, on like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, I think.
Oh, yeah, with Whitney, right?
Yeah, because she's some of them don't wear it, right? It needs to be refitted. It needs to, like, there's so many other reasons why guys don't wear the fucking ring. There's other reasons, but like for this, I'm going to give Jax a pass because he has tried to actually work on himself and be a better person. And I've been following Jax even after they got let go. Right after Jax got let go, Brittany just followed suit because she rides for him, rode for him. But so no ring, guys, if you wanted to see that. Anyways, sorry, what
talking about Jesse and Michelle.
So Jesse and Michelle, what are your thoughts on this? Because I got some thoughts, but I really want to know what you think.
I just felt so sad for her. Like listening to that scene with their coach, my heart hurt for her. I think I can empathize because I'm pregnant and I'll be in her shoes in just a few months. And when she talks about how lonely and isolating it is, I literally say that to my partner. Like, and I have the most wonderful, supportive fiance on the planet. Like, we all love Max. We're Team Max 1,000%. And even with a supportive, loving partner who's in the trenches with me, I still feel lonely and isolated because that is just what it's like being a mom or being pregnant. And so I just felt for her. I'm like, I get it. You feel so isolated. Like, the majority of the people in your life are living their own, doing their own thing. Nobody can like truly relate. I mean, she does have her other mom friends, which I think is helpful, but the number one person you need to be there in the trenches with you is your spouse or your partner in raising a child. So that sucks that she feels so alone in it.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote in my notes, what did she say? Oh, she's raising this child alone. They're no longer affectionate towards one another. He's very OCD and very impatient, which we saw.
Critical too.
And very critical, very hard on her. And this I can relate to. Nothing's ever good enough. She's standing on edge and pinched with like pins and needles. I can totally relate to that. They live like brother and sister versus husband and wife. They're more like roommates. Dude is on Pornhub whacking it because
I know
how much sex they're not having. And like the second that she finds that out, like that she watches the show and hears that confessional, I'd be out. I'd be like, wow, we're like, and here's the thing, porn's porn, it's whatever, but it's like she wants you to have sex with her. She doesn't not want to have sex. She just doesn't feel attractive. And like, I mean, maybe this is also, he's not, the camera don't lie. He is not a very like understanding person. He's very cut and dry from what I've seen, from all accounts.
Lawyering. Yes. Even in his intimate personal, in his marriage.
Yes, absolutely. And so you see that in him and it's showing into the relationship, and it's like them pre-kid, obviously it's going to be different. Like, this is why, like, by the way, you have like the best possible thing. I think, is it once a week that you do date night or is it once a month? It's once a week, right?
Yeah. Once a week tonight, so, actually on Wednesdays.
I think that is something that should have been implemented from the get go, because she obviously is, when you're pregnant, you're going to feel like ass, man. You're like, everything is going in the opposite direction that you want to go, right? It's going out, not in, right? So like, and literally you're about to have something go out of you and not in you.
Yes.
So it's like, you want to feel attractive and women need that validation. And like, to be able to go and have time and spend time with this person, I mean, that's supposed to be the love of your life and your partner, like, it helps. And so like, having that one night a week is like so instrumental. Having, you know, spending time with your partner and being like, these are my thoughts, these are my feelings. And like, and on the other end too, she should talk to him as well, but she's hormonal right now, dude. Like, I get it.
Well, and how sad, and like, I almost hesitate to say this because it is that sad, like how sad to contrast that with the other couple that has the twin babies.
Yeah.
And she's out working and he's at home. I mean, that is like, oh, it's painful to see the two side by side.
Oh, it's so crazy. And also, Jesse's not even like, he's not even changing diapers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, hell no, you're changing diapers, man. Like, you gotta help some way. Like, it just can't be the money. Like, you gotta spend time with those kids. Like, here's the other thing of two about fathers. Y'all just need to show up. Like, guys just need to show up. But like, if you just showed up for her for like this once, like if you did it once in the 1 year or 2 or 3 years that you've been parents, like you do it once a year, she'll probably be ecstatic. She'll probably be too stoked. Like, you guys have like such a lower expectation than moms do. And that's just a fact. Like, moms are expected to be moms. They're expected to be like nurturing and all that other crap. Like, versus like, and this is how she's feeling. And she's doing it alone. She really, truly is doing it alone. Like, God, I couldn't
step up, buddy.
Yeah, just a little bit, not a lot. Like, just a little bit, you know? Like, I'm grateful when Clark takes the trash out. Like, just the small things, you know? Like, that. And I think that that's probably, unfortunately, something that's has killed their marriage, right? So it's sad, and you're right, it's so sad to see this other couple who's so supportive and doing so well. And those motherfuckers are living in a condo, by the way. With three kids.
Jeez, about props to him. That was literally the cutest part of the episode so for great. Me. He was like, I got this, babe. You go do you. Like, I'm here in it.
Enjoy your
martini. That was really sweet. Yeah, that was really sweet.
Yeah, like, and again, like, this isn't even something that, like, I feel is, you know, maybe it is hard for guys to do. Maybe it is hard for some guys to do, but at least like take the steps to like, if you really truly want this marriage to work, then take the steps to like look backwards and like be like, okay, what am I not doing? Because I'm obviously, so I don't know. Like maybe they should go to an actual therapist as opposed to going to.
I question that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the life coach.
Yeah.
I thought the question when he asked when the last time she was sexually attracted to him was such an odd question to ask, because I understand what he was getting at, which is basically when was the last time you felt like how could he have better word that? Like, when was the last time you wanted to have sex with your partner? Not when did you find him sexually attractive? Like, it was just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it was maybe an odd way to word it. It was an odd way to word it. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. We find out about Michelle's ethnic background, but like that doesn't, to be honest with you, for me, I'm like, it does, it, again, like this racial thing, like it doesn't matter. I don't know if that was like a huge thing for you. What did you think about Luke and Kristen moving into their new apartment? Do we care?
I'm not gonna lie, I think I zoned out during that part.
That you what during that
part? I zoned out. My pregnancy brain was off.
No, that's away. Totally, totally understandable. Not even a joke. Guys, that's pretty much
like him.
That's pretty much
something about him.
You know, here's the thing. I still love him. Maybe, you know, I think also I listen to their podcast and he's very like even keel on their podcast. So I think like I see that or I hear that and I translate it over to the show. So maybe that's why I still love him. So I like,
yeah,
that
would make a difference.
Yeah. That being said, you guys, is there anything else you wanted to share on this? Like you wanted to bitch about?
Just love that the Valley's ramping it up. Like yeah. I am entertained by the Valley and I'm excited about that. And I can't wait for the reunion of BPR.
Did you see the looks?
Okay. Yes. And Ariana loved, which she has questionable looks for me, in my opinion, like from what I've seen from her, but loved. What did you think?
My favorite is going to be Sheena's. I know it sounds really,
really
weird.
I thought Sheena, I'm like on the fence about it. Like it was good. It definitely wasn't a miss, but it didn't like, I didn't scream.
It didn't hit for you.
Yeah.
Like you weren't like, oh, this hits or whatever. I think it's only because maybe this is just who she is. Like she is definitely this like, I gotta be like seen kind of person, but it works for her, for me. What did you think about Joe and everybody comparing her to an old grandfather clock?
Hold on. Let me pull it up right now. Let's do this live because I did not see her.
I can show it to you.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Here we go.
You
know how I feel about her.
Social media for this, huh?
I said, you know how I feel about her.
I feel bad for that bitch.
She's hard for me, dude. She's hard. Is it the black and...
It's like kind of black and gold.
Okay, so what are people saying about it? I have it now.
So some people are comparing it to like a grandfather clock.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I was thinking like feather duster, like candelabra.
I like it being like your grandmother's like coasters.
No, it's giving Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
It's like the feather duster or the candelabra, but yes. Combined.
Oh, damn it.
She looks gorgeous. Whatever. Her makeup looks gorgeous.
Her makeup looks banging. Like it didn't even look like her.
Yeah. Her makeup's amazing.
Great. You know what? I'm going to go on other people's social medias and get the.
Yeah. See, I like Ariana. I'm feeling the blue.
Here's the thing, I like Ariana's looks. I just don't like, I just think that, I just think that Sheena's look is better. I just prefer Sheena's look over Ariana's look. Can we talk about the fact that, like, first of all, everybody already knows this. I'm not a Katie fan. I don't like Katie. That bitch needs a stylist. Like, you cannot and give Schwartz shit when you don't look as good either. And you're wearing like a lingerie
so
shirt.
Bad.
And you're wearing a lingerie shirt and you're making fun of his green like zip up shirt. Like stop.
Her dress is so bad. It's so bad. Lala, okay, Miss Pregnant. She looks stunning.
She looks great. Lala was my number two.
She
Lala.
looks stunning.
And then you know who looks really cute? She's upped it a little bit, is Allie.
Let me see. I've not seen Ali
But
yet.
that's okay. I will show you.
Let's see. It's still very, it's just Allie. It's just I just think it's
I mean, it's not something for those that don't know what Joe looks like, guys. So sad.
She's trying.
It is, man. And you know what? I don't think that this is her, like, this is
It's
here's the thing. This is not her thing. The girl is like me. She's wearing a freaking t-shirt, a hoodie, and freaking like a
true.
baseball cap and yoga pants and flip-flops. Like, that's like her normal look. So for her to act
True.
dress up for a reunion, y'all need to stop giving her shit because she doesn't dress up. She went to that event for James and like no makeup, no nothing. And to be honest with you, I was loving it. I was like, you do you, sweetheart. Like, I just feel so bad for her because she's like trying to put her life out there and whatever. And you can obviously tell that she likes Schwartz because she wants to
Yeah.
be with Schwartz, and he obviously doesn't feel the same. But she's still trying to be, and she's awkward as shit, man. Like, she's very awkward.
She's so socially awkward.
She's very socially awkward. I'm sure she knows that. We're not hating on you,
But
Joe. We're just we I
we are rooting for you, actually.
am rooting for you. I think she's a one and done, unfortunately. She'll be around the group, but she's a one and done. She's a one and done for the show. I don't think they're gonna bring her back next year, because why? Like, unless like something astronomical happens. Like, I just
Yeah.
Like, and they all just don't like her and they don't get along with her. Anyways, guys, that is our bitch session here on the Real Bitch of Bravo. You'll be seeing a lot more of Liz, and myself as well, guys. So thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, leave us a review, all that crap. I hate promoting. We are commercial free because of Sandbar 66. So thank you so much, Dave, for all the support. That's the owner of Sandbar 66. And we are out. Love you.
All right, see you
Bye.
later, guys.